Well, with the pandemic far from over, there are still questions about whether or not we have effective real-time tools to monitor the degree of COVID-19 immunity in a community. Todos Medical is one company working on an antibody blood test that seeks to not only evaluate if someone has COVID antibodies, but the level of antibodies. So let's bring in Todos Medical CEO Gerald Camisiong. And Gerald, tell us more about the tech behind this and also help us understand how accurate is it?
Sure. So this test is called the CPAS test, and it is a neutralizing antibody test, which means that it tests for the ability of the antibodies to cover the receptors that the virus enters the cells through. So it competes with the virus that enter the cells, and if those antibodies have enough quantity, the virus cannot enter the cells. So in terms of the tech, this has been done over 3 million times so far. Worldwide. In the U.S., it's now only starting to grow because there hasn't been as much of an emphasis on neutralizing antibody testing. And to date, because it's quantitative, which means we measure not only if you have neutralizing antibodies, but what they call the titers, the quantity of those antibodies, we can tell you with a high degree of, you know, confidence that, you know, you have those antibodies and the quantity. So that's roughly 100%.
In the quantity here, I guess, is what really separates this test apart from others, because no other test out there shows the level of antibodies that a person has. But Gerald, I guess, how do you think that this could best be used to get the pandemic under control? Or how big of a game changer do you think this test could potentially be in order to stop the spread of infection?
Well, it could be absolutely paramount. So the biggest issue we have when we're dealing with the pandemic is people say, well, I've got antibodies, but you don't know if you have the right antibodies, which are the neutralizing. So that's step one. Two, we don't yet know the quantity of antibodies that you need in order to outcompete the virus. And with the Delta variant having a greater ability to enter the cells faster, that means you need probably more antibodies to be able to outcompete the virus. So as we're looking at, you know, vaccination decisions for both people who are unvaccinated as well as people who had prior COVID, which is a big part of the population, as well as now people who got vaccinated over 5 months ago and are looking at potential boosters, you know, whether those people will in fact go for that additional vaccination could depend in large part on whether they feel that they are protected or not. And with the Delta variant, it's pretty clear more antibodies are better. If you can show people, hey, you need to go get that next shot because your vaccine, your antibody levels are going down, that's an incentive. The other thing is because there's not, you know, enough vaccine for the world, because we've made commitments to give vaccine to the rest of the world, we should be, careful with the vaccine doses that we have so that we can make sure that they reach other places in order to limit variants that could ultimately come back here and bite us.
Gerald, so you do have emergency FDA approval for this CPAS test. I guess I'm wondering, what is the next step in terms of, getting this to more labs? I understand you have it in, about 30 labs so far. What do you see as the trajectory going forward for getting this test out there?
Yeah, so there are about 30 labs in the U.S. doing this. Our lab, Provista Labs, is doing this in an automated way. So we've invested heavily in automation so we can do large volume. And that's really the key, is getting, you know, large volume testing centers out there so you can do those nursing homes, do those schools, do those first responders, so that those people who are in, you know, the gravest danger are protected. So that's really the key. And it's all about volume and being able to take in samples. And that's all the infrastructure we're putting together.
Gerald, how much does the test cost?
So CMS reimburses this test at the level of $79 to $104. So that's, you know, we charge in and around that pricing. There could be some increases if you want convenience. For example, we're working on getting at home so you can do monitoring, say monthly, if you want to watch your titers and figure out when you may want to have that booster shot. So there's a lot of innovation coming down the pike, and, you know, especially with some other products that we have in the market, like our supplement and our phase two Tolvir antiviral, it's an exciting time for Todos.